Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hi, and welcome back. Today I'm going to talk about how you can be more strategic with your taxes. If you're an entrepreneur, knowing how to navigate some of the complexities of tax season will be useful for you. The sooner you wrap your mind around how critical it is to be meticulous about your approach to filing taxes, the better off you're apt to be. Many people feel confused and poorly informed about taxes. When people don't understand taxes, they're less likely to see the value in filing them. Unfamiliarity with tax basics is harmful. Most Americans receive W-2s, which cover a lot of the complications on the income side of things. But entrepreneurs are often in unique situations where they receive 1099s and other documents that employed workers don't have to handle. American entrepreneurs enjoy plenty of systems, rules, deductions, and exemptions to help them operate. But many are fairly uneducated about such matters and habitually leave money on the table year after year. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to make sure you aren't losing out because of your fears and anxieties. You need to grab the bull by the horns and be proactive about your tax situation. The more you generate positive traction in this area, the less stressful and complicated it'll be for you. So if you'd like to make tax season a breeze, here are five helpful techniques. 1. Have a system for recording expenses. Trying to do all your tax prep right at the deadline is a surefire recipe for disaster, as well as being very stressful. You're going to have difficulty tracking down everything you need in time, and you'll just end up overwhelming yourself. So want to do your future self a favor? Develop a system for recording expenses so you can stay on top of your accounting throughout the year. Technology makes recording expenses easy. For example, my Prosper app by NNT allows you to take photos of receipts, manually log expenses, and develop monthly profit and loss reports while you're on the go. There is both a free version and the full version for just $5 a month. But if a more robust accounting software is what you need, then QuickBooks Online is the way to go. 2, let's find ways to lower your taxable income. Now that you have a concrete system in place for recording expenses and organizing tax-related documents, your focus should shift towards strategically lowering your taxable income. There are many different ways to reduce your income, and these are called deductions and credits. And the more you learn about them, the more you are likely to save. So I'm going to tell you about a few areas worth exploring. First is tax-deferred retirement accounts. Saving for retirement is always smart, but it's especially useful when you use a tax-deferred account, such as a traditional IRA. If you are an employee of your business and under the age of 50, you can deduct up to $6,000 to reduce your taxable income. And that amount goes up to $7,000 if you're over age 50. Those tax-deferred amounts increase greatly if you open a 401k or a SEP IRA also. Another way to reduce your taxable income is by having a home office. If you're an entrepreneur, chances are you spend time working from home. So one of the easiest deductions to claim is the home office deduction. There are two methods you can use. The traditional one allows you to deduct your office's square footage from the overall square footage of the home, and then take that as a percentage of your expenses. The other method lets you write off up to 300 square feet at $5 per square foot. Listen to my recent podcast on this topic as we dive into it more in depth, so you can calculate each version and see which one's best for you. Another way to reduce your taxable income, believe it or not, is health expenses. If you have a high deductible health insurance plan, you should be taking advantage of a health savings account, HSA. An HSA essentially allows you to set aside money, tax deductible, that will go to future medical expenses. It's smart to throw in as much as you possibly can each year since you're bound to have medical expenses eventually. Any remaining balance rolls over annually. This is a favorite option of mine. I use Lively HSA, which is free for individuals, and you can open up an account online in just a matter of a few minutes. Actually, my next podcast is going to go in depth on HSAs. So if you're interested in this option, take a listen to that podcast also. So those three are just a starting point for lowering your taxable income. There are hundreds of other deductions and credits out there. Do some due diligence and look for other opportunities to save. Tip number three is to pay quarterly estimated taxes. New entrepreneurs are often confused about how and when to pay taxes. The tax deadline is the same for everyone. But 1099 contractors and sole proprietors must pay quarterly estimated taxes throughout the year. The IRS expects self-employed individuals to pay federal income tax throughout the year, and if you don't pay estimated taxes each quarter, they can charge you interest and impose penalties. In general, you have to make estimated tax payments if you expect to owe at least $1,000 in taxes. This is where I like to use the monthly profit and loss reports from either the Prosper app or QuickBooks Online to review my net income and estimate how much would be owed in taxes for that time period. It helps me see if we are getting near the $1,000 threshold. Number four, try to be as accurate as possible. It's crucial that you're accurate with your quarterly estimated tax payments. It's not smart to overpay with the expectation of getting a big return. Getting a massive tax return only indicates that you've given the IRS an interest-free loan. If you take the trouble to arrive at a more accurate figure, you can put that money to work for you throughout the year. And number five, actually learn what you're doing. It's one thing to look up a question online quickly and find your answer, but that's not the same as actually researching your question and developing a concrete understanding of how the tax system works and what you can do as an entrepreneur to make the most of your income. When you take the time to learn what you're doing, tax season will start to feel more natural. As a result, you can focus on the business itself and avoid feeling like all your time is eaten by having to deal with last year's accounting. So with all that being said, don't let taxes consume you. When you're an entrepreneur, taxes can be a source of pain and headache, but you can transform them into just one of the many responsibilities you have to tackle on an annual basis. It might not feel like it, but this is ultimately your choice. You can either get stressed out about taxes and let them consume you every year, or you can be proactive and get this facet of your life in order, under control, and humming along. So which will it be for you? The sooner you wrap your mind around how critical it is to be meticulous about your approach to finances and filing taxes, the better off you're going to be. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.